work it every morning in the shower. Just because I don't have a willing partner doesn't mean I don't get horny. Of course I do. And if these assholes had any tact at all, they wouldn't rub it in my goddamn face. Bryce waves one hand in my general direction, squinting at me as he says to Devin, "Be nice to the guy. Maybe women just aren't into the whole single dad workaholic vibe he's got going on. Plus, he could really use a haircut, and that shirt he is wearing is on the questionable side of fashion." There isn't a damn thing wrong with my hair. I get it cut every 4 weeks like clockwork, and my shirt, it was black, tailored, expensive as hell, and I have had no complaints about it before. Fuck them. You guys understand that I'm sitting right here, right? Unfazed, they shrug and continue right on. I drain the last of my scotch and stand, tossing a couple of bills onto the table to cover the cost of my drink. As much as I've enjoyed your running commentary on my love life, hair, and fashion choices, I need to get home and relieve the sitter. Night, boys. Leslie? I tip my chin toward her. She smiles at me. Don't listen to these idiots, Lexington. Any woman alive would be lucky to have you. And the beautiful little angel waiting for you at home. I chuckle. Thanks. But she'd better not be waiting up for me at home. If I have to read that Happy Sunshine Bear book one more time, I'm going to throw myself out the fucking window. To a chorus of laughter, I head off into the night.
Daddy! I'm awake!
My daughter hollers from her perch atop my stomach. I jolt and crack my eyes open, looking first at her grinning face, then at the clock.
Greer, it's 5:30.
Admittedly, my alarm will go off in only half an hour, but I was up later than usual last night, and I cherish every second of sleep I can get. She bounces, forcing an oof from me.
Hungry.
I guess I'm going to have to start getting used to the fact I now have a toddler and not a baby anymore. Ever since I moved her from a crib to a toddler bed, she's been getting up earlier and earlier. And her morning greetings are not only becoming earlier, but also louder.
Okay, baby girl, let's get up and make some breakfast.
I set her down on the floor so I can climb out of bed. I change her diaper, pour her a sippy cup of milk, and cut up half a banana to tide her over until I can cook her favorite breakfast. Eggs. With Greer focused on her favorite cartoons, I check my phone quickly. 7 voicemails, 10 texts, and almost 30 new emails. How the hell did so much happen before the sun even rose? But when you own as many properties as I do, it's to be expected. I tackle the easiest texts and emails while brushing my teeth and shaving, then take a lightning-fast shower while praying Greer doesn't do anything crazy until I can get my eyes back on her. When I emerge from dressing for work, she's careening around the living room. And I notice she's eaten only 2 banana slices. But nothing seems broken, and I can't bring myself to get into a battle of wills right now. I put the earliest voicemail on speaker and listen while cracking and whisking eggs. It's the superintendent of my Central Park property asking me to talk to the AC repairman I contracted last week. I call them, bending my neck awkwardly to keep my phone to my ear while I stir the pan full of scrambled eggs.
Hearthside HVAC, Doug speaking, how may I help you?
Good morning, this is Lex Dane of Dane Properties. Betty said you had some questions you needed me to answer. Okay, let me see here. There's a rustle of paper in the background. Have you worked with us before?
Yes, many times.
What type of repair did you need?
Frustration rips through me and I exhale out of breath.
I explained the problem when I emailed you last week. The central air isn't working and I need a diagnosis.
Sorry, but I'm not seeing any record of that conversation. Who did you talk to?
I rummage through my memory and come up with nothing but a jumbled mess. It's way too early. I'm uncaffeinated and I've had about 1,000 similar conversations this month. Whoever responded to my email inquiry, I don't remember his name off the top of my head. It started with F, I think.
Felix. He's off today.
Of course he is. Look, I need someone sent out ASAP. I was told this would be dealt with within 24 hours, and it's now been almost 3 days.
There's no need to get upset, sir.
My barely restrained temper flares.
I strongly disagree. I have a building full of tenants without air conditioning.